About 2 years ago, Baltimore County officials announced a plan to provide all students with a computer and other high-tech devices. This year, they're testing that plan in 10 Lighthouse schools, where students use computers daily in their lessons. WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visited a Lighthouse school and filed this report.
Halstead Academy, a Baltimore County pre-K through 5th grade school, is one of 10 schools chosen for the Lighthouse pilot program. Because many Halstead students don't own computers, Principal Jennifer Mullinex believes the program is much needed at her school.
In order to give our students access and make them globally competitive, we needed to do something different. And they need to have that technology to reach past these four walls and just their community. A lot of our boys and girls in our community are restricted to our community. So it opens up the world to them, which they need to have that experience.
Let's click your name here.
The district has supplied all 1st through 3rd grade Lighthouse students with laptops that convert to tablets. The exception is the new Mays Chapel Elementary, where all students have computers. Mullinex says her school had to be wired for Wi-Fi access and classrooms were rearranged to accommodate the computer-driven instruction.
A lot of our teachers have given up their teacher desks. A lot of times you'll walk in, you won't even know where the teacher is because she's working with a small group here or she's working with two or three kids over and on the carpet over here. So the space itself has looks different now.
This summer, Lighthouse school teachers were trained on how to use the computers and include them in lessons. They also receive monthly training at school through a new partnership between the district and the Discovery Channel. Teachers at Halstead say they spent most of the first week of school teaching students how to log on to their computers and enter passwords, a daunting task, especially if you're teaching first graders like Shelby Wood.
It's definitely something that you have to break down step by step, but I think as long as it is broken down for them enough and explained for them and modeled for them, it's something that they're capable of doing.
The first graders have the same username, but they don't need passwords. But second and third graders have individual usernames and passwords. Some use note cards taped on their desk with instructions on how to use the shift, spacebar, and other computer keys. Third grade teacher Mandy Slazeman helped several students log on.
I need a big A.
You don't need a capital A, actually, for your password, remember?
Having all of those logons are a lot, and passwords and having their typing be accurate, I can already tell that their engagement is so much higher. I think they're willing to be patient because they want to use them as often as they can.
To get to play on stuff and search around stuff and get to know what you want to know.
That's third grader Nehemia Jacobs. Using a computer to do assignments is new to him, but he likes it better than using paper and pencil.
When you use paper and pencil, you gotta write down everything. And when it's like electronics, all you have to do is type in, then press search, and then it will search it for you. And you can save it too.
Halstead students are also blogging, most for the first time. They write short blogs after many lessons that their classmates, teachers, and parents can see and comment on. Principal Mullinex.
The blogs are also teaching students how if you're presenting to an audience, you want your best work to be put out there. So boys and girls are becoming more aware of how they're writing, what voice they're using in their writing, what their punctuation looks like in their grammar.
But the Wi-Fi and computers are not just a game changer for students. Teachers are using them to individualize instruction more. Second grade teacher Angela Mascanis had some of her students matching up shapes on their tablets while others worked with handheld objects nearby. They'll switch up later. Mascanis says the computers give the students more freedom.
I step back and I'm more of a facilitator of their learning instead of me being the direct instructor of their learning. This gives the kids more of an opportunity to be responsible for their learning, which they're not used to either. But I've seen a huge improvement just in this week with the devices.
Some teachers let students record themselves reading to see if they're going too fast, too slow, or mispronouncing words. Other teachers record lessons for students to listen to on their computers, allowing the teacher to work on other projects. Shelby Wood videotaped her first graders talking about a book they read.
A first grader is going to be able to be a lot more oral with me at this point and use their words more than they can actually get it onto paper. So if I'm giving them another tool to share with me what they have understood from something, then I'm going to get more than just three or four words that they can write in a sentence now.
School officials were quick to point out that the new technology is not replacing traditional methods, but they are using fewer books and worksheets to give students more creative ways to show they're getting it. This sounds good to Abby Baton, president of the county's teachers union, but she still has concerns, one being the internet's reliability.
If the system goes down, it's an hour, I'm supposed to be teaching a lesson. I'm a lighthouse school, they're learning it on their devices, and nobody has internet and so forth. What are the safeguards for the teachers and for the students so that they can still continue learning?
Halstead's teachers say they have backup plans if the internet goes down. But Baton also fears that with the new Common Core standards in place, a new online grading and report card system, coupled with the Lighthouse program duties, the teachers may be overwhelmed.
The technology, it does put another burden and another layer on the teachers. I think of all the complaints I hear from teachers is that we just don't have time to do everything. And the Lighthouse schools, absolutely, it's the same thing that I'm hearing.
Halstead's teachers often call on their on-site technical resource person, Nicole Ferrito. She believes computers will lessen teachers' workloads.
They can create quizzes that would self-grade. I think it's really helping provide feedback that's almost immediate. I think it will have the potential to really ease some of those stresses that teachers feel in regards to grading, in terms of planning and really customizing instruction.
To be sure, there have been glitches, but teacher Mandy Slaysman is optimistic about the Lighthouse program.
Once all the kinks and bugs are worked out of it, it's going to be wonderful. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm not feeling any extra pressure, but I know that I have people to help me, and I know that we don't have to be perfect right now.
County officials will evaluate the Lighthouse program before deciding if it should be expanded to other schools. The plan now is to extend it to fourth and fifth grades at pilot schools next year. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find more local news online. Go to WYPR.org and click the newsroom link.